This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Haba'im. Welcome, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mesachas Ksubais. Daf Mem Gimel, Amar Aleph. The Gemara had just said that according to Reb Shimon, even if you're Oymed Bedin, you're Pater from Karban Shavua. But the Gemara asked that the Mishnah quoted earlier implies that Reb Shimon holds your Pater from Karban Shavua because you are Loy Amad Bedin. But if you'd be Amad Bedin, you'd be Chayiv Karban Shavua. So the Gemara says, no. Reb Shimon is saying this L'Devrayim D'Rabbanan. His opinion is, even if you're Amad Bedin, you're Pater from Karban Shavua from V'Kichesh. But he was saying that you should admit to me that if you're Loy Amad Bedin, that you are Pater from Karban Shavua because it's Moed B'Knas. So what do the Rabbanan hold? Says Gemara on the top of the page, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan hold, Ki Katava Boishas Upagam Katava. That what is he being Toiveya? He's being Toiveya, Boishas, and Pagam. B'mai Kamiflagi. So what is the Machlokes over here? Because the Rabbanan seem to say he's being Toiveya, Boishas Upagam, and Reb Shimon seems to say he's Toiveya the Knas. Amra Papa, Reb Shimon Sava, Reb Shimon holds, we consider it that you're really being Toiveya the Knas, because Lo Shavik Inish Midi the Kates, the Tava Midi the Lekates. A person would not forsake something which is set, namely the 50 Shakel of Knas, and claim something which is not set, namely the Boishas Pagam, whose the payment of Boishas Pagam is not a set charge. It depends on the individual circumstance of Boishas and Pagam of that particular case. So we presume, according to Reb Shimon, that the person is claiming the knas, the set price. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold loy shavik inish midi dechimoidi be loy mifter. Why would a person forsake something that if the person admitted to, he would not be pater v'tava midi, and he's toveh something dechimoidi be, that if the person admitted to mifter, he would be pater. In other words, it makes more sense, Rabbanan say, that the person is being toveh something that the person who is the nitva cannot get out of by admitting to. So now the Gemara is a shayla. Boi mine Rabbi Avina mirav sheshas. Rabbi Avina had a question from sheshas. Bas hanizoynes min ha'achin. A daughter that is supported from brothers. What's the case? It's a tnai of the ksuba. We're going to see later on Daf Nun Beis that the male sons will, that if somebody dies, so then his daughters get to stay in the house and are supported from the nechassim of the father's estate until they get married. This is one of the tnoi ksuba. Now, so long as the father is alive, the father gets the masa yadayim of his daughter and he supports his daughter. After the father dies, it's one of the stipulations of the ksuba that the daughter remains in the father's house and is supported from the father, and the father gets the daughter's handiwork. So, boy mine Rav Avinu Rav Sheshas, bas hanizoynes min ha'achen, a daughter that is being supported by the brothers, masya de'al lami, who gets her handiwork? Does the handiwork go to the brothers who support her? B'makayim av kaimi, do we say, well, the brothers stand in the place of the father? Ma hasam, just like over there by the father, masya del av, the handiwork goes to the father. Hachanami, masya del ach, and here too, the handiwork should go to the brothers, because the brothers take the place of the father. Aydilmor, maybe loy domi lav. It's not similar to a father. Hasam midide mitzina. There, she's supported from his estate. Therefore, he gets the masya daim. Hachalav miditu mitzina. But there, She's not supported from their money. She's supported from the father's money. So why should they get the Masi Adayim? This was the question that Rabbi Avina asked Rabbi Sheshas. Amarle, Rabbi Sheshas said, Tenisua, we learned in the Mishnah, Almana nizoynes minichse yisaymim. A widow is supported from the estate of the yisaymim. Umasi Adel shalahen, and therefore the yisaymim get her handiwork. So by extension, since the girl, the daughter, is supported from the nichse of the father, So, and the nechasim of her brothers, their brothers should get her handiwork. Says the Gemara, me dummy, is it similar? It's not a good analogy. Amanasai leinichle beharvacha. His widow, he does not want her to have extra revenue. So, he wants the revenue of his widow to go to his estate, to his sons. But Bita, his daughter, nichale beharvacha. He wants her to have revenue. In other words, he wants her to be supported, but he wants her to have extra money so that people should know that she has money, so people should want to marry her. Says the Gemara, Lememra, debita adifale mi'amanasai. Should we say that his daughter, he cares about more than his widow? V'amar of Abba, amar of Yosi, asu almana itzel habas kabas itzel achen. They treated a widow who's by the daughter like a daughter by the brothers. We know if a person dies and he has sons and daughters and he has a minimal estate, so we say the daughter gets the estate and the brothers have to collect. The daughter causes the brother to be shafted. So what we do is we make an amana to the daughter like a daughter to the brothers. B'nichsin mu'atin, in a situation where the deceased had a very small estate. Ma habas etzal achin, habas nizoynes. Just like a daughter by the brothers, the daughter is supported. Va'achin yishalu al hapsachim, and the brothers have to go collect. Af almana etzal habas, so to a widow, by a daughter, almana nizoynes, the widow is supportive. Habas tishal hapsachim, and the daughter has to go collect. So from here we see that the almana, he cares for more than his daughter. So then when it comes to the daughter, are we saying that even though he doesn't want his almana to have profit, he does want his daughter to, but we see the opposite. We see he cares more about the almana. Says Gemara, it depends what. Says Gemara, almana le'inyin zilus almana sadifle. Regarding disparagement, he cares more that his almana is not embarrassed than his daughter. But le'inyin harvacha, regarding making a profit and keeping her masi yadayim, bitay adifale. He cares more about his daughter because he wants her to be more desirable when it comes to marriage. Masav Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked, Masa yodeha umitziyasa, her handiwork and her findings, the Mishnah says, afal pi shaloi gavsa, even if she didn't collect it, the halacha is meisav, if the father dies, harehin shalach, and it goes to the brothers. So it's saying that her masi adayim and her what she finds, even though she didn't collect it, if the father dies, it goes to the brothers. Now that implies the fact that it goes to the father and then the brothers is obvious. So what's it teaching me? Taima de b'chai av. The reason it goes to the brothers is because the father sort of deserved it when he was alive. Hala achar misa sa'av. But after whatever she earns or finds after the father died, la'asna goes to her. Now that's obvious it goes to her. Who else should it go to? Must be the chiddushes that she gets her handiwork, my lav benizainas. That implies even if they're supporting her, she gets her own handiwork. Says, it's talking about where they're not supporting her. Where they're not supporting her, then she gets her own handiwork. If they're supporting her, perhaps she has to give them her handiwork. Says Gemara, if she's not being supported, of course she gets her handiwork. Why should she not get her handiwork? Afilu, they're not supporting her, so of course she should get her handiwork. Even by an Eved Ivri, if he's not supported, he gets his own handiwork. Afilu manda amar yachala rav lemer le'eved. Even according to the manda amar, that a slave owner could say to his slave, asei miven nizancha, you work for me, I don't want to support you. Hani mili be'eved kanani. That's only a non-Jewish slave. Deloik siv be'imcha. We don't have the pasuk that ki toiv lo imach, that you have to make life good for him. Aval Eved Ivri, but a Jewish slave, the Ksiv Bey Imcha, where it says Imcha, where you have to make life good for him. Like Kol Shekein, all the more so. The Ksiv Bey Imcha, Loi, you can't say you work for me and I won't support you. If you're not supporting him, you don't get the handiwork. So if you don't get the handiwork of a Jewish slave, if you don't support him, Kol Shekein Bito, certainly your daughter, if she's not being supported, would not have to give the handiwork to the brothers. So therefore, it can't be where the brothers are not supporting her, because that would be pashad. Elamai, even where they do support her, she gets her own handiwork. Says Gemara, really, it's talking about where they're not supporting her. Nevertheless, le'nitzrucha elal hadafa, we're talking about extra money, hadafa, extra that she doesn't need to live. Really, we're talking about her masi yadayim after the misas ha'av, and it's going la'atzma. And really, she's not being supported. Isn't it pashat that she gets the nazainas? The chiddush is not for what she needs to live. The chiddush is for the extra. That the extra, it would have gone to the father. The chiddush is that the extra does not go to the brothers. But maybe really, if they support her, maybe they still do not get her masa yadayim. In other words, we were trying to say that the diuk is that the her masa yadayim go to her. And that sounds like the Gemara says that even if he supported her, says the Gemara, it says Masa Yodeha, isn't it talking about where he supported her? And she still gets her Masa Yodayim. So the Gemara said, no, it's talking about where she's not being supported. And what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is the extra. But maybe really where she is being supported, then she gets to keep her, she still gets to keep her Masa Yodayim. Amar Rava, Rava said, I don't accept this possibility. Gavra Rabbah Rabbi Yosef, a great person like Rabbi Yosef, who posed this question. Rabbi Yosef had a question. Rabbi Yosef's question was, Masi Adam Tziyasha, go to the father, but Achar Misa, it goes to her, it sounds like, even if she's supported. Didn't Rabbi Yosef know about the possibility of Hadafa? Gavra Kavizloyada Deika Hadafa, and still become Yosef Tifta, he still asked the question. What was his question? El Amar Rava, Rabbi Yosef Masisin Gufei Kashalei. Rabbi Yosef had a question on the Mishnah itself. The Tani Masi Yadeha says her handiwork, Umetzias, and what she finds, Afal Pi Shaloi Gav, so even though she didn't collect it, still it goes to the father. So Rabbi Yosef had the following question. What do you mean her Metzia, even though she didn't collect? There's no collecting a Metzia. Metzias Iman Gavia, who's she collecting a Metzia from? Elalav must be Hachi Kamer. This is what it means to say. Masa Yodeha Kimitsiyasa. Her handiwork is like her Mitziah. Ma Mitziyasa Bechai Ha'av La'av. Just like her Mitziah. And the life of the father goes to the father. La'achar Mises Ha'av La'atzma. Because her Mitziah is Pashut. That even the father only gets it if he is, if she's samach al shulchanai, because of Eva, because since he's not chayv to support her when he's alive, and he's supporting her anyway, so he's not going to give her mezoinos if she gets to keep her own masiyah dayim. But there's no reason that, but the brothers who have to support their sister, there's no reason for them to get the Metziah. So it's obviously it goes to her. So why does it bring in it's hers? So the answer is, just like Masiyah Metziyasa B'chayi Ha'av La'av La'achar Misa Sa'av La'atzma Af Masiyah Deh Nami B'chayi Ha'av La'av La'achar Misa Sa'av La'atzma Shema Mina. So from here we see that the Masiyah Dayim of a girl go to her after her father's death, even though the brothers are supporting her. Itmar Nami, we learned as well. Am Rav Yehuda Marav Bas Hanizoynes Min Ha'Achin Masiyadela Atzma. Am Rav Kahana Maitana. What's the reason? Why does it go to her? The Siv V'Snachalta Ma'isam Levnechem Acharichem. It says by Avadim Ketanim you will give over as Yerusha to your children. Oysam Levnechem, you give over the Eved Kenani to your children. V'loy ben Oysechem Levnechem. But you don't give over your daughters to your sons. Magid, from here we see She'enada Moirish Suchos Bitoy Levnai. You do not bequeath whatever rights you have in your daughter to your son. Ask the Gemara, Maskefla Rabba, Ve'ima, Bepitoi, Habas, Uknasais, Ve'chavalais, Hakasav, Medaber. Maybe this pasuk that you don't give over is only talking about Knasais, or Chavala, or, but not Masiya Daim, Machin Taner of Chanina, but between Abbas and Knossos Chavolis and Kosom Adabra. Maybe it's only talking about Knossos. So the Gemara interjects, Chavolis Sar de Gufaninu. What do you mean, Chavolis? Chavolis, you do give over because it's Tsar. Now, I'm sorry, Chavolis never went to the father in the first place because you don't pay Tsar to the father. Like we learned in Hachoyvel, the Bivnai, if somebody causes tzar to a boy or a girl, then the money goes to them and the father puts it away in escrow for them. But here the Gemara is sort of interjects that why would you say the pasuk is talking about chavala, that the chavala you can't be mayrish, chavala never went to the father in the first place. We'll hold it over here, wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.